أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تروا أن الله سخر لكم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وأسبغ عليكم نعمه ظاهرة وباطنة ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير وإذا قيل لهم اتبعوا ما أنزل الله قالوا بل نتبع ما وجدنا عليه آباءنا أولو كان الشيطان يدعوهم إلى عذاب السعير ومن يسلم وجهه إلى الله وهو محسن فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى وإلى الله عقبة الأمور صدق الله العظيم. The beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about many aspects of the might, the knowledge, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ni'mats of Allah. In between the last few ayats, we discussed Hazrat Luqman's advice to his son. Here in these ayat, Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala come back to the original topic that was being discussed, and that is the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon man. And here Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That do you not see that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has perfected for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated for you, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made subservient to you, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. You know, here and in the other ayahs of the Qur'an, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about subservience to mankind, it doesn't mean that here, it means that each one of us will have a right and control over each and everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made subservient. But what it means is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put everything to the benefit of man, and man will derive benefit. We may not have control over the sun, but definitely we take benefit from it. We may not have control over the clouds, but definitely there is benefit in it. The rain that comes from the clouds, we do not have any control when it should rain, when it should not rain, but that is in the hands of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created it for the benefit of man, and like that, every other thing, every other phenomena in the universe, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made subservient to man in the aspect that it is to our benefit, it is to our detriment. It is not to our detriment, except when we become disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His wisdom has made certain things that are in our control, like in the times of the past and even in these days when people used to ride on animals. Now that is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes that animal obedient to man. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it faithful to its owner. All that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is Allah says, وَأَزْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has perfected His ni'mats upon you. Now when we look at the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, here very very briefly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala divides these ni'mats into two types. One is ظَاهِرَة, one is the outward ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. If we just look at our own bodies, the outward ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us are so innumerable. The various limbs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the various senses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, and like that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us many, many ni'mas. Insofar as wealth is concerned, insofar as families are concerned, insofar as dwelling is concerned, insofar as conveyance is concerned, food, and we can go on and on and on. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَزْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had perfected these ni'mats for us. In other words, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us perfect. Perfect limbs, perfect organs, everything is perfected by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, وَبَاطِنَا. And then the internal ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, these are those ni'mats that cannot be seen. The deen and Islam and iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that is a very great ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The faculty of intelligence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that is also a very great ni'mat from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The good qualities that Allah gives some, the qualities of shukr, etc., all those ni'mats have come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in a perfect form, in a perfect manner, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way has showered upon us very many ni'mats. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions it in the fact that we need to make shukr for all these ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But despite the fact, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. But from mankind, there are those that argue with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any knowledge. They do not have any knowledge. In other words, they cannot understand, they do not have the intellectual capacity to argue with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not have perfect arguments, they do not have the intellectual capacity. Then to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that also they do not have the intellectual capacity. Closer home, those that attribute sons to Allah, those that say that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself is Allah, wa na'udhu billah, and all that has been included, they have absolutely no knowledge with regards to it, wala hudan, and they have no Allah given guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down any Nabi to them, and that Nabi had claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa na'udhu billah, has any partners, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has any offspring. There is absolutely nothing that they could have brought about, wala kitabin munir, and nor do they have any illuminated book that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they have changed the kitab and the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to suit their whims and their fancies, but nothing had come down from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And all this, despite the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzat himself has poured and showered upon mankind the various ni'mats. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. When it is said to them that follow whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and this is the da'wah of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And to you and I also, let us follow what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed in the Qur'an al-Kareem, as opposed to that which has come down from generation to generation, and all that has come down from generation to generation, which is batil, which is false, can never be accepted by Islam and never can be accepted by a mu'min and a believer. قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. They say very stubbornly, nay, we will follow that which we have found our forefathers upon. The path that we found our forefathers upon, that is the path that we will follow. Now again, there is absolutely no difficulty in Islam if we follow our forefathers, provided they followed Allah, they followed the Quran, they followed the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they followed the proper deen, then by all means we can follow them. But when they opposed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they opposed the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when they have innovated in so far as the deen is concerned, then obviously we cannot follow them, because they are in opposition to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they stubbornly and arrogantly want to follow their forefathers, even though shaitan is inviting them to that punishment that is filled with flames and the burning punishment, and that is the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. It is shaitan that wants to lead man away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and shaitan leads man on the path of falsehood by him claiming that he will follow his forefathers even though they do not believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In contrast to all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And whoever submits his face towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your face will mean the entire person himself, the personage of a human being, he submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immaterial of whatever the circumstances may be, immaterial whatever the situation may be, whatever the conditions may be, he fully submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he understands or whether he does not understand, he is fully submissive to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَهُوَ مُحْسِن. And after submitting to Allah, he gives his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and insofar as his body and his limbs is concerned, he practices righteously, he does good according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then such a person, Allah says, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, that he has held on to a very strong handhold. A handhold is something like a link that a person holds on to, especially on the door or anywhere else. And when one holds on to a firm link
and he has a firm grip on it, then obviously that person cannot fall. So the ulama have stated that when these two qualities come, submission of the heart and our limbs and our bodies practice according to the commandments of Allah, now we have linked ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a very, very strong link that a person has, and it is natural. So long as we are holding on to that link, we will remain upon it. When we let go, we ourselves will fall. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us that person that has brought such qualities, submission to Allah, amal for the sake of Allah, then we hold on to that link. Wa ila Allahi aqibatul umur, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate affair. In other words, everything returns to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.